Today's Amud for Chazara is Tainis Gimel Amud Aleph. We're holding by on Beis Amud Beis, 6 lines from the bottom, Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira Omer. So we mentioned in the Braisa that Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira Omer b'sheini b'chagu maskir. He was the third sheet mentioned in the Braisa. He said that we start saying Mashav Aruach on the second day of Sukkot. Says the Gemara, my Taimid Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira, it's the Tanya, like we learned in the Braisa, that Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira Omer, he explained that Nemer b'sheini b'niskehem, v'nemer b'shishi unsacheha, v'nemer b'shvi k'mishbatam. The term when it describes the Nisuchim of Sukkot, so it says these words, v'niskehem, it says unsacheha k'mishbatam, and in total we have an extra 3 letters. We have the Mem of v'niskehem, the Yod of unsacheha, the Mem of k'mishbatam, the end of Mem at the end, Hare Mem Yud Mem, Hare Kan Mayim, which spells out Mayim, Mikan Remez and Nisuch HaMayim in HaTorah. Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira said that you have a Remez from here to the concept of Nisuch HaMayim, that we do Nisuch HaMayim on Sukkot. Umayishna B'Sheini Denakat, so why Dafka do we start saying Mashav Aruach on the second day? Deki Remizul Hu B'Krav B'Sheini Hu D'Remizi. Because you see, when the Torah gave this remez of Nisuch HaMayim, it gave it starting with the second day. Hilkach b'sheini matkarinon. So therefore, we start mentioning Mashav Aruach on the second day. Presumably, that's also when we start Nisuch HaMayim, is dafka on the second day of Sukkot. Rabbi Kiva imer b'shishi b'chag u'masker. Rabbi Kiva says on the sixth day. Why on the sixth day? Shenemer, as the pasuk says, b'shishi. The Torah says about the sixth day of Sukkot, unsacheha, and unsacheha is blushing rabbim. The Torah is obviously talking about 2 different nisuchim. One's nisuch hamayim and one's yayin. Ve'ema tarvayu dechamra. Who says that it's 2 different things? Maybe they're both nisuchim of wine. Says the Gemara, Savala Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira, because he agrees with the remez of Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira, Dama Ramizi Maya, who points out that there's this remez of mayim in the psukim. So obviously the second nisuch, the additional one, is mayim. Says the Gemara, well, he said like Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira, so then he should say like Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira that we should start saying Mashav Aruach already from the second day. Says the Gemara, Kesavar Rabbi Akiva, Kiksiv Nisuch Yaseira B'Shishi Udichsev. Then no, Rabbi Akiva puts an emphasis on the fact that the Torah, when it says Unsacheha, that there's 2 Nisuchim, that was said about the sixth day of Sukkot, so that's the Iker, even though we only know what the second one is from this Remez of Mayim, but that's not the Etzem Makar. The Etzem Makar is from Unsacheho, which is said about the sixth day of Sukkot. That's when we start Nisuch HaMayim, and that's when we start mentioning Mashav Aruach. Says the Gemara, Agav, another Makar for Nisuch HaMayim. Tani, we learned in the Braisa. Rabbi Nassan Aimer. Rabbi Nassan said that the pasuk says b'kodesh haseich nesach sheicher l'Hashem b'shnei nisuchen akasa medaber. The Torah is discussing 2 different nisuchen, echa nisuch hamayim ve'echa nisuch hayayin. From this extra lashon haseich nesach, we learn now that the Torah is talking about 2 nisuchen, one of water and one of wine. Ask the Gemara, eima tarvayo dechamra, maybe they're both wine. Says Rabbi Nassan, imkein lichtev kra oy haseich haseich oy nesach nesach. My haseich Nesach, why the Shinoi Lashon? Shmas Mino, Chad de Mayo, Chad de Chamra. So we see from here that the Torah is discussing 2 different Nisuchim, and also that they're different liquids. So if one's wine, obviously the other one's water, and this is the Makar for Nisuch HaMayim. Now ask the Gemara, Elahadit Nan, that which it says in the Mishnah Masech HaSukkah, that Nisuch HaMayim kol Shiva, it says that we have Nisuch HaMayim all 7 days of Sukkot. So Mani, who's the Tan of the Mishnah? Now Rashi points out, for sure, it could be like Rabbi Eliezer, who says that we start saying Mashav Aruach on the first day of Sukkot. If we start saying Mashav Aruach on the first day, it makes sense that Nisuch HaMayim is also the first day, in which case Nisuch HaMayim is all 7 days, so that would work out perfectly. But the Gemara wants to know if it could also be one of the other Shitas. Says the Gemara that L'chayre can't be. E Rabbi Yeshua, if it's like Rabbi Yeshua, name Achad Yoima. He says we only start saying Mashav Aruach on the last day. Presumably there's a connection between Nisuch HaMayim and Mashav Aruach. So if Mashav Aruach is only said on Shmini Atzeres, that means Nisuch HaMayim is only on Shmini Atzeres, in which case it's only for one day. E Rabbi Akiva, who says that we start saying Mashav Aruach on the sixth day, so then Trey Yoime, so you just have 2 days, the sixth and the seventh. E Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira, Shisi Yoime, because you only start from the second day of Sukkot, so you only have 6 days. Says the Gemara, Lo'ilam Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira, the Tana could even be Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira, he was Sfira like Rabbi Yehuda de Masnisan, and he holds like Rabbi Yeshua in a different Mishnah, that now the Mishnah says, also in Masech HaSukkah, it says, Rabbi Yehuda Aimer, Nabalug Hayimanasek Kol Shmaina. Now Rabbi Yehuda's Shita is that we had Nisuch HaMayim on Shmini Atzeres. In which case, Umapik Rishon Umayo Shmini. So the Tana could be Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira. And how do you get to 7 days? You only start saying Masha Veruach. Presumably you only start Nisuch HaMayim on the second day of Sukkot. Yeah, fine. So you leave out the first day, but then you add in the eighth, and that brings you to a total of seven. Well, ask the Gemara, that doesn't make any sense logically. Because Umayshna Rishon Dulai, what would be the reason that you don't have Nisuch HaMayim on the first day? The Kiramizi Mayim, B'sheni Hu D'Ramizi, because the Remez of Mem Yun Mem only starts on the second day of Sukkot. Well, if that's the case, so then Shmini Nami, Kiramizi Mayim, B'Shvii Hu D'Ramizi. The Remez of Nisuch HaMayim of Mem Yun Mem ends on the seventh day. You don't have a Remez for it on the eighth day. So, El Rabbi Yeshua Hi. But still says the Gemara, in Echanami, can't be Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira, but the Tana could be Rabbi Yeshua. And even though he says that you start saying Mashiva Ruach on the last day of Sukkot, he doesn't hold that there's a correlation between Mashiva Ruach and when we start saying, and when we start Nisuch HaMayim. Or Nisuch HaMayim Kol Shiva Hilchasa Gemirila. That's Halach L'Meshem Sinai that we have it all 7 days. The Amr Rab Amiam Rabbi Yechna Mishom Rabbi Nechonia Ish Bikas Beis Chorson that Asr Netiyo Yisarava V'Nisuch HaMayim Halach L'Mesh Mesinai, we talk of a precedent to this, that Nisuch HaMayim is Halach L'Mesh Mesinai, so it could be Rabbi Yeshua Shita, is that even though we only start saying Mashav HaRuach on Shmini Atzeres, but Nisuch HaMayim is unrelated, and really that's going to be for 7 days. The Tanakh can't be Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira or Rabbi Akiva, because they clearly held that there's a connection between Mashav HaRuach and Nisuch HaMayim. Now we mentioned in the end of the Braisa, now Rabbi Yehuda Aymer, Mishum Rabbi Yeshua, Ha'ayver al-fnei ha-tev ha-biyom tov ha-achan shol-chag, ha-achrei masker, ha-rishon eno masker. Biyom tov ha-rishon shol-pesach, ha-rishon masker, ha-achrei eno masker. The Gemara is going to focus on the first half of this memra, that Rabbi Yehuda said, in the name of Rabbi Yeshua, that on Shmini Atzeres of Sukkot, the Baal Shacharis does not say Mashav HaRuach, only by Musaf, that's when we start saying Mashav HaRuach. So ask the Gemara, the Lashon of the Braisa is that Rabbi Yehuda said this in the name of Rabbi Yeshua. So, hi Rabbi Yeshua. Which Rabbi Yeshua was Rabbi Yehuda bringing this from? Elaim Rabbi Yeshua de Masnisen, Ha'am Rabbi Yom Tava Achren Shalchagu Masker. If he means Rabbi Yeshua of the Mishnah, Rabbi Yeshua of the Mishnah said, now you start saying Mashav HaRuach on the last day of Sukkot. He wasn't Mechalik, it's Mashma already by Shacharis, the whole entire last day. Even by Shacharis, you say Mashav HaRuach. Ella Rabbi Yeshua the Braisa. So you'll tell me he's referring to Rabbi Yeshua who's listed in the Braisa. Well, that can't be either. Ha'amar Mishas HaNachasai. He says that you start saying Mashav HaRuach when you put down the Dal Minim, meaning by Leil Shmini Atzeres, already by Meirav of Shmini Atzeres. Vesu and asked the Gemara another Kasha, Ha'detanya, that which we learned in the Braisa, that Rabbi Yehuda Aymer Mishum Ben Beseira, not in the name of Rabbi Yeshua, but rather in the name of Ben Beseira, that the Ha'ivra Lefnei Ateva B'yom Tevachin Shalchag Ha'achrei Maskir, that the Baal Musaf of Shmini Atzeres, he starts saying Mashav HaRuach, Hai Ben Beseira, which Ben Beseira is he referring to? Ilema Rabbi Yehuda Ben Beseira, if he says he's referring to Rabbi Yehuda Ben Beseira, Hamar B'Sheni B'Chagu Masker, he says you start saying Mashav HaRuach on the second day of Sukkot, you don't wait till Shmini Atzeres. Some Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak, Tehei Rabbi Yeshua Ben Beseira. It's a new Tana, it's Rabbi Yeshua Ben Beseira. And Zimnim Dekar Le B'Shmei, Zimnim Dekar Le B'Shmei D'Abba. Sometimes he's referred to as Rabbi Yeshua, and sometimes he's referred to by his father as Ben Beseira. And what's the difference? Why sometimes Rabbi Yeshua and sometimes Ben Beseira? V'hamik meidu l'smichuhu v'holabasar din l'smichuhu. Before he got smicha, he's referred to as Ben Beseira, and after he got smicha, so then he's referred to as Rabbi Yeshua.